Welcome to SwampSwami.com, and it's time now to meet our 2019 fantasy football team. As promised in the last update, old Swamp Swami has made his annual appearance in the Yahoo Sports Draft Room this week. And as promised, I generally have followed my own draft guidelines to select our team, aptly named Swamp Gas, though my methane marauders will come out of the chute with the last draft position, number 10 out of 10 teams in the league. Ew. I did stay the course this week, and I think our 2019 team will have playoff potential, as they all do, after completing the first 13 weeks of the upcoming NFL regular season. Well, apparently the gurus at Yahoo Sports think otherwise about our team. After the draft was over, here's the comment they made about my team's draft this week. Quote, "Despite a formidable set of receivers, Swamp Gas will have a great team if the goal is to finish dead last." Ouch! Don't you think that's a little bit harsh? Anyway, these Yahoos graded my team at only a B- though, and that would equate to a middle-of-the-pack finish out of the 10 teams, and unfortunately unlikely to make the playoffs this season. Since I was selecting in the number 10 slot out of 10 teams in the first round, I had to watch and wait as the first round picks kept going away. People like Saquon Barkley of the Giants and running back Alvin Kamara and wide receiver Michael Thomas of the Saints and running back Christian McCaffrey of Carolina, they were long gone before number 10 came along. So the good news, by picking number 10 in the first round, I also had to quickly be ready to pick first in the second round with the number 11 overall pick. Well, how did we do? Well, in the first round, I selected wide receiver Davante Adams with the Green Bay Packers at our number 10 overall pick. And then we started the second round with running back Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, that's the one. He's now with the Jets, and we picked him with the overall number 11 pick. Then the hard part starts again. You have to sit there and wait and wait until we picked again at number 30 overall, and that's when we went for wide receiver Adam Thielen of the Minnesota Vikings, and then immediately right after that, go with the first pick in the fourth round and picked running back Kerryon Johnson of the Detroit Lions. Again, it's hard to wait and watch with so many other players being taken before it's your turn again. So without further ado, here's the 2019 Swamp Gas squad. At quarterback, a mainstay for my team in the last several years, Drew Brees, who we picked in round number 6 with the Saints. And in round 10, we picked Ben Roethlisberger with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I personally love my two quarterbacks. Both of these guys are touchdown machines, and they have teams looking to go deep into the playoffs this season. In fact, a black and gold Super Bowl. Who knows? Could be Pittsburgh and the Saints this year. At running back, where we had a little bit of trouble because of our late start at number 10 overall, we have Le'Veon Bell from the Jets, Kerryon Johnson, who we picked in round 4 with the Detroit Lions, and then Austin Ekeler in round 5 with the Los Angeles Chargers, LSU product Darius Geis in round 9 with the Washington Redskins, and Carlos Hyde in round 13 with the Houston Texans. Okay, I'm a little weak at running back this season, but Le'Veon Bell is coming off a full year of rest as he held out all of last season in Pittsburgh and was ultimately traded to the New York Jets. The Yahoo Sports folks think that I am nuts, they may be right, to have selected Austin Ekeler in the 5th round of the draft. However, this young man was very productive as a backup last season for the Chargers, and their number 1 running back, Melvin Gordon, who would have been a first round pick this year, he's still on the sidelines holding out for more money as of this writing. So it might be a little bit of a gamble, but the number 2 running back in San Diego, Ekeler, is now number 1 and stays there until the other guy signs a deal. I think the Chargers will score a lot of points this year for old Swamp Gas. At wide receiver, who did we get? Davante Adams in round 1 with the Packers, Adam Thielen round 3 with the Vikings, and then we went for another LSU product, Jarvis Landry in round 8 with the Cleveland Browns, James Washington from Oklahoma State in round 11 with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and a rookie, Andy Isabella, in round 16 with the Arizona Cardinals. Now I'm going to be expecting an awful lot from this bunch of wide receivers this season to bring lots of points to Papa. All of them play for teams expected to score a lot this year too. and that rookie Isabella is considered the fastest rookie wide receiver in the entire NFL, and I'm expecting him to emerge as a big contributor for this season. We shall see. At tight end for your Swamp Gas team this year is Jared Cook. I picked at round 7 with the New Orleans Saints, and a rookie again, TJ Hockenson, in round 15 with the Detroit Lions. Now, Jared Cook comes to the Saints from the Raiders. And with Drew Brees now 40 years old, I figured that Mr. Cook is going to get a lot of short passes coming his way this season from an elder statesman in Drew Brees. Meanwhile, Hockenson is a first-round pick at tight end this year for Detroit, so I expect that he will receive the ball a lot and may help us a lot this year. Our kicker? Well, I picked him in round 12. That's Will Lutz with the Saints. Yes, another Saints player. You see a theme here? I picked a little earlier than normal for the kicker, but Lutz will get plenty of good opportunities with the Saints' very productive offense. And with the final pick in the final round of this year's draft, I needed a defense, and I selected the Buffalo Bills. After the other 9 teams had already depleted the available defensive squads, I took Buffalo because they played really well last season on defense. Plus, I like Buffalo. Ha ha! In my previous post, I outlined several key fantasy football draft strategies. So let's compare that and hold me to it. Let's see how I did. Rule number 3 from our strategies last time was to pick players from the highest scoring teams. And we have those. We have 4 players from the NFC scoring machine called the New Orleans Saints, 2 each from the AFC contender Pittsburgh Steelers, and the kind of average but generally lousy Detroit Lions, and 1 each from contenders Green Bay, the Chargers, Minnesota, Cleveland, and the Houston Texans, along with 1 player each from the New York Jets, Washington Redskins, and Arizona Cardinals. Overall, not too bad. Rule number 4 from last time, pick as many players from teams that I like to root for. And we did that. I picked Saints, Steelers, Green Bay Packers, Chargers, and of course some former LSU players like Jarvis Landry and Darius Geis. Nicely done. Rule number 5 from my pre-draft picks was to pick 0 players from America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, and I did. None for the 8th straight season. Just hard to root for a player on a team that you've disliked for most of your life. Rule number 6, well, that was to pick in the last round a kicker and then a defense, and I'm kind of guilty. I went off the rails. I went earlier than expected to pick our kicker in round 12 instead of waiting till round 16 or 17, but I got one of the NFL's best kickers in Will Lutz of the Saints. I did wait until my last pick, though, to get our defense, though. So, yeah. In rule number 8, keeping an eye on rookies early in the season, well, I jumped the gun a little bit and picked 2 promising rookies near the end of the draft in hopes that they're going to develop for our team this season. Maybe a little bit early, but time will tell here. And finally, we met rule number 10. Have fun with the draft. And we did. Even despite the lousy draft position, we did pretty darn well. And now we're going to hope for the best. In this particular fantasy football league, here's how our beloved Swamp Gas will score their points. At quarterback, you get 6 points for a touchdown and 1 point for every 25 yards he throws. For running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends, they also get 6 points for their touchdowns they score and 1 point for every 10 yards they gain. For our place kicker, he gets 1 point for an extra point and 3 points for a field goal up to 39 yards. 4 points for a field goal 40 to 49 yards, and 5 points for a field goal of 50 yards or longer. And on defense, you'll receive 6 points for a defensive touchdown, and then different point levels for keeping the opposing team under 21 points, interceptions, fumble recovery, sack safeties, and block kicks. Generally, a defense scores less than 10 points a week. If you get more than that out of them, you've had a big week. For week number 1, Swamp Gas is favored by just 2 points over the oddly named foe called Au Blit, whatever that means. We're going to start Drew Brees at quarterback. At wide receiver for your Swamp Gas team will be Devontae Adams with the Packers, Adam Thielen with Minnesota, and Jarvis Landry with Cleveland. At running back for your Swamp Gas Marauders will be Le'Veon Bell with the Jets and Kerryon Johnson with the Detroit Lions. Starting at tight end this week, we'll have Jared Cook with the Saints. The wild card wide receiver, running back, or tight end position where you can put a bonus player in, we're going to start Austin Eckler with the Chargers. He's going to do well for us, I think, this week. Kicker will be Will Lutz, and our defense, of course, is the Buffalo Bills. Prediction is from Yahoo Sports that our team will score 111 points to the other guys 109, which would mean victory, but we won't know until the outcome of the Monday night games this coming week. Sit tight and I'll let you know how we did next Tuesday. Stay tuned. Football is now underway. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.